Jesus, having said these things, went forth with his disciples across the brook Kidron, where there was a garden, into which he entered and his disciples. And Judas also, who betrayed him, knew the place, because Jesus often gathered there with his disciples. Judas then, having received a band of soldiers and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, comes there with lanterns and lamps and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that were coming upon him, went out and said to them, "Whom do you seek?" They answered him, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus says to them, "I am." And Judas also, who betrayed him, stood with them. Therefore, when he had said to them, "I am," they went away backward and fell to the ground. Again, therefore, he asked them, "Whom do you seek?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus answered, "I told you that I am. If then you seek me, let these go away, that the word which he said might be fulfilled, 'Of them whom thou gavest me, I have lost none.'" Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it and struck the servant of the chief priest and cut off his right ear, and the servant's name was Malchus. Then Jesus said to Peter, "Thrust thy sword into the sheath. The cup which the Father has given me, shall I not drink it?" Then the band and the commander of 1,000 and the officers of the Jews took Jesus and bound him and led him away to Annas first, for he was father-in-law of Caiaphas, who was the chief priest that same year. And it was Caiaphas who gave counsel to the Jews that it was expedient that one man should die for the people. And Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. And that disciple was known to the chief priest and went in with Jesus into the courtyard of the chief priest. But Peter stood at the door outside. Then the other disciple, who was known to the chief priest, went out and spoke to her who kept the door and led in Peter. Then the maid who kept the door says to Peter, "Art not thou also of this man's disciples?" He says, "I am not." And the servants and the officers stood, having made a fire of coals, because it was cold. And they warmed themselves, and Peter was standing with them and warming himself. The chief priest then asked Jesus concerning his disciples and concerning his teaching. Jesus answered him, "I spoke openly to the world. I always taught in the temple, where the Jews always come together, and in secret I have spoken nothing. Why dost thou ask me? Ask them who heard me what I spoke to them. Behold, they know what I said." And when he had said these things, one of the officers standing by gave Jesus a blow with a staff, saying, "Answerest thou the chief priest so?" Jesus answered him, "If I have spoken evil, bear witness of the evil. But if well, why dost thou beat me?" Then Annas sent him bound to Caiaphas, the chief priest. And Simon Peter was standing and warming himself. Then they said to him, "Art not thou also of his disciples?" He denied and said, "I am not." One of the servants of the chief priest, being a kinsman of him whose ear Peter had cut off, says, "Did I not see thee in the garden with him?" Then Peter denied again, and straightway the cock crowed. That the Lord came into the world for these two reasons, to subjugate the hells and to glorify his human, and that he thus saved the human race from eternal death, can be seen from this. Before the Lord's coming, the hells were not in order, and consequently, there was no equilibrium between hell and heaven, but hell on its part prevailed over heaven. And yet, mankind has been placed in the midst between heaven and hell. In consequence of this, before the Lord's coming, whatever flowed into man out of heaven was taken away by hell because of its superior power. Therefore, to restore the destroyed equilibrium, it pleased the Lord to come into the world and to accomplish at that time a last judgment and subjugate the hells. And by doing this, the Lord acquired for himself the power to save men who have faith in and love to him from him. That the Lord subjugated the hells, he taught when the passion of the cross was at hand in John. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And in the same gospel, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Amen.